Got Steve Claridge with us now, former Portsmouth legend and BBC Football League show pundit. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just want to warn you, you're talking to a bit of a fair weather football fan. When I say fair weather, I mean FA Cup and when we get to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. So from you, for the layman listening, Steve,
yeah.
Andy Alford losing his job, stepping down, getting fired, whatever. What does it mean to Portsmouth?
Oh, that's a good question. What does it mean to Portsmouth? Well, I think what it will mean to Portsmouth, it means first and foremost that there'll be split opinions. Some will feel that, you know, he's had an opportunity and hasn't moved the club on. Some will feel that you know, certain decisions were wrong in the first place and you know, should they have been in this situation? Others will feel that he should have been given more time. So, first and foremost, I think you'll get a lot of divisions within the supporters who actually, you know, feel have pretty strong opinions and different opinions on this subject. The club's stalled this year. I mean, no matter what we say, it's not a free ride anymore. You know, people now, expectations are that the club should be starting to punch their weight. They haven't, clearly, when you look at the players and the budget, they haven't done that this year. In fact, they haven't done it for an awful long time. Now, he's been no different to any other manager in recent years. The only reason that he's suffered more so than others in respect of, you know, he's lost his job, is that, as I say, there isn't the excuse of off-field antics, so to speak. The club is now in a situation where it's clear of debt and it has a clear directive and an understanding of where it's got to go. Its budget's been good. They have underachieved. There's no doubt about that. And I think also I'm not quite sure of the direction in which the club has gone with regard to the message that he's getting across to the players. They don't seem to understand exactly what he's trying to do. He's changed the team an awful lot. He's changed the system an awful lot. And people have suffered because of that. And that's why they are where they are. They're better than the situation they're in. There's no doubt about that. That club should be in a playoff spot. It goes down to 7, not 6. So they should be doing an awful lot better than they are. But then he did wonderfully well at the end of last year by saving them when they're in a precarious position.
Look, you've done the job yourself, Steve. You've done the job yourself. How big a job is it managing Pompey?
How big a job? It's the most wonderful job in the world, simply because the fans, even when things aren't going great, are still very much behind you. In a way, I mean, they've always been too good. You know, we've had the last 5 or 6 managers, you know, it hasn't gone as well as it should do. But as I said, 3 or 4 before Orson and Guy Whittingham and that have hid behind the fact that, you know, there's been off-the-field problems, you know. But those managers, you know, haven't done as well as they should have done. As I say, now there isn't that excuse. There is, you know, you've got a decent budget, you've got decent players. It's a wonderful job, it really is. They are the most magnificent supporters. They're the most patient supporters as well. You know, you go down there and I've seen, you get them off their seats just by one little bit of good play. So expectation now is really, really low. Anybody who goes in there will get a wonderful opportunity in front of, I mean, 17,500 people the other day, you know, who for a meaningless game. Yeah, because there's nothing really left to play for. Who would get that sort of backing? Who would get that sort of support? And who would
What about you, Steve? Would you consider taking the job of Portsmouth manager?
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But I think that's well known. So that's never been an issue. I mean, it's as I say, it's something I've always wanted to do. I wish I could get it out of my system, but I can't, unfortunately. But whether or not, you know,
are you going to apply for the job, Steve?
Well, I think probably people are a little bit fazed by the ex-player. You know, probably I'm going to be a victim of,
Harry Redknapp. Harry Redknapp played football. Alan Ball played football. Most managers have played football.
They weren't ex-pros who are in sort of like would be considered around my sort of bracket. Unfortunately,
Look at Ryan Giggs when he filled in for a few weeks at Man United. He was a Man United player. They loved him. People in Pompey love you. Steve, are you going to apply for the job?
Yeah, but unfortunately, you're not giving the job out, are you? That's the problem that I have.
Yeah, so, but I mean, hang on a minute. Pompey Trust is run by fans, okay?
Well, I'm not. Yeah, I, I think we'll have to slightly disagree on that one anyway. You know, okay. I think I don't think that's quite the case. But it's you know, it's run by a board, and those board have to see fit to make the right decisions. And, you know, that'll be the next one. Will be a big decision for them, I know that.
All right, Steve. Look, thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate you've taken the time to get in touch. And obviously, we wanted to hear what you had to say. So, Steve Claridge, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.